Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph and Mitzvah Shem. 9 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Ashkechinu Mar Yehuda L'Rav Yosef R'Rav Shmuel B'Rei D'Rabba B'Bachana. He found him that a Kaima Mitzvah to pay Rabba that was standing at the entrance of the home of Rabba. Amalho, so Rav Yehuda said to them, Tanya, Mar Yehuda said to them, Hamakadish Tanya, we learned in a brayse Makadish beketach hamar. If somebody does a kedusha beketach hamar bebasa becholov, chulin shnishchtu beazara. Rav Shimon Omer mekudeshes. Rav Shimon's opinion is that she will be mekudeshes. The chamim disagree, and they say ain mekudeshes, that it's not a valid kedusha. And as Rashi explains, Rav Shimon's opinion is that even chulin shnishchtu beazara are not also Bahano, because his opinion is that Shchita Shen Ruya Lo Shema Shchita, so it's not considered that it's a valid Shchita. So Surat Da'at Mas Yosef asks the question, why does Rashi have to say that the Shchita is not considered an Issa Deraisa? Why doesn't he just say that there's no Issa Hanoa Midaraisa? So explains that Matzus Yosef, that if there would be an Issa Chila, there would be also an Issa Hanoa. And because of that, says that Matzus Yosef, Rashi explains that it has to be that we don't have an Issa altogether. Says the Gemara, as we just said, obviously Rav Shimon's opinion is that Tchun Shanishchetu Ba'azara, the shchulin that was sacked in Nazara, even though we had a long discussion in yesterday's shiur, why they should be awesome with their isa, are not really awesome with their isa. So the Rishonim ask a question. Even if, as we just proved quite clearly, it is the opinion of Rav Shimon that shchulin shenishchtu be'azara are not awesome with their isa, but they certainly are awesome with their rabbanim. So if they are awesome with Rabbanon, asks the Rishonim, why should that be enough of a reason that it should be, that the Kedushin should not be a valid Kedushin? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosfos says that HaMekadosh B'chitikur D'Naisa, somebody is Mekadosh, a woman which is with something which is Chometz D'Rabbanon, when it's Osir, the Halacha is it's not Mekadoshes. So we have a very big question. There we see that if somebody is Mekadosh and Isha with something which is Osama Drabbanon, it's not a Val Kedushin. And here we're saying that it is a Val Kedushin, even though it's only Osama Drabbanon. So Tosfos answers, there's a difference where the Isser is. If the Isser is based on a Daraisa, so then, even if this particular case is a drabanan, we still will say that the kedushin is not a valid kedushin, and therefore chametz, which is certainly a nisa deraisa. So even if the chitikur deraisa is something which is not osam deraisa, but given that chametz is osam deraisa, that's enough of a reason that the kedushin should not be a valid kedushin. Whereas, if you hold that chulin shenishchtu ba'azara are not osam medaraisa, so then there's no makor in the Torah that chulin shenishchtu ba'azara are osar. It's a pure drabanan that doesn't have a makor in the deraisa. There, the kedushin would be a valid kedushin. In fact, the Rishonim point out that if somebody is mekadosh a woman with chitikur d'naisa, in a time where the iser chametz is not yet osur in the Torah, because as we know, chametz becomes osur in Erev Pesach midrabanan before it becomes osur midaraisa. So now, using such chitikur d'naisa for the kedushin involve two drabanans, it would be a valid kedushin. Another approach to this question I saw from the Chem de Shloima. The Chem de Shloima explains that when we speak about chametz, not only is there a lav, of course, of having chametz, there's also a mitzvah asay of tashbisu. Now, the mitzvah asay of tashbisu applies to all forms of chametz, even chametz which is only chametz midrabanan. So now we could understand the difference between chitut kardenaisa and our gemara with the chulin shenishchtu ba'azara. Chulin shenishchtu ba'azara have no deraisa element to it as well at all, whereas chitut kardenaisa may not have a it's a lav deraisa, but they have a chiyuv tashbisu b'deraisa, and therefore the halacha is that they may not. Therefore, the halacha is that you may not be able to use them for kedushin, even though chulin shenishchtu ba'azara you can use for deraisa. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher explain that what is the reason that we can't use something which is also b'hanor for kedushin? Is it because it has no value, or because the Torah says that this is an object that's usur? So they explain that the issue with isur hanama is something that has no value. And since it has no value, they say that's the opinion of the Ritva. Whereas they say, according to Rashi, it's the issue is that the Torah says you can't use it. But if the issue is that it has no value, so then something which is awesome midrabanan does have value midaraisa, and therefore can be used for a kedushin. Ask the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, as we're learning now, that chulin shenishchtu ba'azara are not awesome b'hanor, or certainly not awesome b'hanor midaraisa. Ask the Gemara v'minuhu. The Mishnah says in Masech the Temura, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, Rav Shimonai Mechulin Shanishtu Ba'azara, Yisrafu, a chulin that were burnt, and Azara must be burnt. V'kein Chai Shanishtu Ba'azara, since we're never allowed to shech the Chai in the Azara, the Halach is, it should be burnt. So we say that, so what do we see from here? That just like Chotchim, they become posel, the Halach is that Kvura, burying them, is inadequate. The halacha is they must be burnt, because Chazal were concerned that if they were burnt, if they're buried, people may use them. So we see Rav Shimon takes a very serious view to chulin shenishchtu ba'azara. So how can we say that chulin shenishchtu ba'azara, according to Rav Shimon, may be used midaraisa? That's why if somebody's mekadesh a woman with them, it's fine. Here we clearly see that Rav Shimon holds that they're also b'hanam b'deraisa. Says the Gemara, ishtiku. They remained silent and they couldn't answer. Says the Gemara, asu. So says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel, Rav Derava, Baba Chana, went to Rabba, and they asked them this question. Amlu palga k'menachim. Somebody who likes to be argumentative is the one that asks you this question. When Rav Shimon said that somebody who's mekadesh a woman with chulin shenishchtu ba'azara, it's a valid kedushin, is speaking about a case kigon shenishchtu v'nimtza treifa, a case that we've discussed previously. Somebody used an animal that was treif, Rav Shimon tamei, and Rav Shimon is following his opinion. The Tanya hashaychas a treifa, if somebody checks an animal which is a treifa, kain shaych. And was obviously a treifa before you shechted it. The example the Rishonim give is because its legs are missing, and certain times when an animal's legs are missing, it's a clear indication that this animal is a treifa. The cane, and similarly as shoich v'nimtzus treifa, as we said in a previous year, certain times when you shecht an animal, you can't know for sure when it became a treifa. And therefore, in those situations, we need to be concerned that maybe it only became a treifa after you shechted it, and therefore it was a good shechita. But certain times it's obvious that the shechita that when you shechted it, it was already treifa from before. That's the example the nimtzus treifa b'me'el, that it was found a treifa in its intestines, and it's clear that was always a treifa. Zev is a chulin ba'azara. Rav Shimon matabano Acham Oisim. So we have here a situation of Chul Nishcht Bazara. So we see Rav Shimon's opinion is that even though he may agree that Chul Nishcht Bazara, the halacha is Issa Deraisa, but he's going to hold by an animal which is Trefa, if they were Shechted Bazara, it's not going to be considered a valid Shechita. And the reason is, as we mentioned earlier, and we know Rav Shimon's opinion is that way, and Rav Shimon's opinion is that a Shechita Sheina Ruya, a Shechita that doesn't accomplish anything, Lo Yishma Shechita. And the way I saw Rashi explains what is the machloikus of Shechita Sheina Ruya, Shma Shechita, Lo Yishma Shechita, based on? It's based on as follows. When somebody has an animal which is a Trefa, so even if we'll shecht it and we'll do the best shechita possible, it will still be also to be eaten. But even though it's still also to be eaten, the question is, have we accomplished something that it will not be, that at least it won't be a nevela? And what is that an accomplishment? Because a nevela is metama, and a trefa is not metama. And that's going to be the machlokes of Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, shechita shena ruya elo yishma shechita, shechting a trefa is not considered that you really accomplished anything. Whereas the other chum hold that since you accomplished it, it's not a nevela, that's why it's considered somewhat of a valid shechita. We learned in the Mishnah, machron, if somebody sold isurei noah, the kiddush b'demayim, and then took the proceeds of that sale and used them to be mekadesh isha, the halacha is mekadeshes. Ask the Gemara Manolim, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Midgol Rachman Vavaretz Kechavim. The Torah speaks about Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk says, Vayisa Cherim Kamayu. Kosh Atam Chay Himenu. Anything that you transfer the value of Avodah Zarah onto, that means if you exchanged Avodah Zarah for a different object, Harei Hu Kamayu. It becomes Osman Nola Avodah Zarah. Mechlal, from here we see, says the Gemara, that this is halacha specifically by Avodah Zarah, and everywhere else, something which is Issa B'Hanoah, Kol Asurim Shebetorah, if you got money in exchange for something which is Issa B'Hanoah, that money is Sharu, is not Issa B'Hanoah. Ask the Gemara, but why don't we learn from Avodah Zarah to all other situations in the Torah? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Davodah Zkachom Shvi'is Shnei Ksum Aboim Ke'echad. The Avodah Zarah and Shemitah are two psukim that have the same halacha, and we know the Kol Shnei Ksum Aboim Ke'echad Ein B'Lamdim. The concept that we learned often is the same, is that if the Torah wanted to teach us a halacha, it would be adequate for the Torah to say it once, and from that one time that the Torah says it, we can learn for everywhere else. The fact that the Torah says it twice, the Torah means to say that here it applies and nowhere else. So ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, why are these Shnei Ksum Kaboyim Ke'echot? Avodas Chachavim Hoda Moron, Shvi Ismahi, because the Pasuk says regarding Shvi, Yoivel Ki Kodesh Tia Lochem, Ma Kodesh Taifas Is Domov, just like Kodesh, if you switch Kodesh, the Kodesh transfers on to that money, Av Shvi Is Taisef Is Domov. Ima Kodesh Taifas Domov, when you switch something for Kodesh, the Kodesh no longer is Kodesh, V'yotz L'chulin, we should say Av Shvius tefeses the mer v'yotzel chulin, that the kedusha shvius should go off on the from those payers. Tamloy matia b'aviyase tehei. The halacha is that it remains the payers we have kedusha shvius. Ketzad, and the Gemara explains exactly what that means. Lokav of shvius payers shvius baser. If you bought meat with shmita fruit, elav elam is baram shvius. We know that as soon as produce is no longer available, even that type of produce is no longer available in the field, the halacha is that shmita produce must be burnt. So not only must those fruit, which are perishvius, be burnt by the zman beer, but the meat that we received in exchange will also have to be burnt. If you now went in exchange with that meat, basa for dogim, so yotza basa, the meat doesn't have the kedusha anymore, whereas the nichnas dogim, and you switch the dogim for wine, yotze dogim v'nichnas yayin. Yayin, you switch to shemen, Yotziyai v'nichnas shemen. Ha-ketzat. Achron, the last of the group, nitfas b'shvius, has in a kedusha shvius, but the peri atzmaya asur. So we see that peri avodah zara and shmita are two places with typhus tamov. So the Gemara is saying from here we learned only there and nowhere else. Ask the Gemara, but as we often quote, hani chalaman da amar ein melamdim. That if the Torah says the halacha twice, so we have the rule shnei k'suvim abam kechod ein melamdim. So that's why we can't learn from anywhere else. El man da amar, but according to the man da amar, that melamdim, just because the Torah says something twice, that doesn't mean it shouldn't serve as a source for other areas in halacha. So that ma'ikal meimer. So Tosfos points out that the Gemara could have actually asked another question as well, because the Gemara is saying these are shnei k'suvim abam kechad. We have two cases which are similar, shmita and avodah zara. But Tosfos points out that shmita and avodah zara are really not identical, because by shmita the halacha is as we Gemara just described. It goes from the first of the shmita always remains shmita produce, and then it also, the last on the list also gets the Kedusha. We're asked, says Tosfos, by Avodah Zarah, if we exchange the number of items for Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that they're all going to be Asur. So they're not, when do we say the concept, and we've had this often in our Shiurim, of Shnei K'suvim Abayim Kecher Ein Melamdim, that's when the two sources are identical. Here the two sources are not the same. So here we can't apply the concept of Shnei K'suvim Abayim Kecher Ein Melamdim. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked that question, but the Gemara asked a different question. So now the question is, we're back to where we started. Why don't we learn from Shmita and Avodah Zarah that if you have something which is Asur B'Hanah and you exchanged it, even what you exchanged it for becomes Asur B'Hanah. And therefore the halacha would be, if somebody exchanged money for something which is Asur B'Hanah, and you use that money to be Mekadosh and Isha, it would not be a valid Kedushin, whereas our Mishnah says it would be a valid Kedushin. Answers the Gemara, it depends how the Torah says the halacha. Miutiksev, the way the Torah expresses the halacha by Shmita and by Avodah Zarah is expressly verbal articulated to say the halacha that it goes, that it's Tayfus Tamav, only is here and nowhere else. Mutik siv. Ksiv hacha, by Avodah Zarah, the Torah uses the words ki cheirim hu. The ksiv hasam, the Torah uses the words by Shmita, yoivel hi, to teach us he in, only in the case of Avodah Zarah and Shmita is a taifa stamav, midachrina loy, nowhere else is that the halacha. Says the Mishnah, Makadish betrumas. If somebody is Makadish, a woman betrumas means both truma, that we have to separate and give the kohen, and the other type is trumas meiser, that the halacha is that we give a levi meiserishin, and the levi has to take off 10% and give that to the kohen. That's called trumas meiser. If somebody uses that to mekadosh nisha or b'meiseris, or somebody uses meiserishin which is given to levi b'matonis, the zroyel l'chayim v'keva, the different parts of the animal which are given to a kohen, b'meichatus, the water that's mixed together with the ash of the paraduma, which we sprinkle on a person who has a tummy mace, b'fachatus, the ash of the paraduma, and all these cases I raise in Mekadeshus, the Kedushin is considered a valid Kedushin, even in a case where the Mekadeshus is Yisrael, that even though Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma Gedoyla and Truma Smeiser, the halach is that it still will be a valid kedushin. Ask the Mikdash Tamid, the mechatas and the efechatas are bought from the communal funds. And since they're bought from the communal funds, how could somebody use that to be mekadosh and isha? As we keep on learning, you could only use something which you, the chassan, owns to be mekadosh and isha. This doesn't belong to you. Says the Mikdash Tamid, the halacha is that they used, when they made Eifa Parah, interesting halacha, he says, they used to give a shear of the Eifa Parah to the Kahanim. And then they would give, in the Kahanim, if a kohen chose to give some of that eifa parah to Yisrael, the halacha is, and then the Yisrael, the Mishnah is teaching us, uses the eifa parah that he received from the kohen to makadosh an isha, it will be a valid kedushin. Says the Gemara, based on our Mishnah, Amma Ula, Ula has a question. Tavis Hanah. We know that a person has a right to choose which kohen he's going to give his matnas kuna to. And Rav Ula says, Tavis Hanah in a moment, it's not considered that it has a financial value. Esay Rabab Ula asks Rabab Tula, we just learned in our Mishnah, Hamakadish Petrum of Meisters of Matnas of Mechantas of Befer, Parah, I raise Makadeshus, Rafil Yisrael. Now let's think about it. The Yisrael certainly can't eat these, use these items. So why is it a valid Kedushin? Because he has a Tavis Mammon. One is that he could take money. You can't take money from the Kohen directly to choose that Kohen to give him your Truma. But let's say the Kohen has a friend and he wants me to give my Truma to that Kohen. That friend could give me payment that I should choose that Kohen. Moreover, some say even if I can't take payment for it, the fact that I have a right to choose gives me some position vis-a-vis these things. So I saw that the Karen Oira and the Priyitzchak explain what is the reason for the mandamah that holds Tovus Hanob Mammon. He says they're going to hold that you can't get paid to choose which kohen you're going to give the truma to. And just because you have the right to choose, that doesn't give you, that right doesn't have any financial value. So in other words, they're explaining that halacha is that considered, can you get paid which kohen to pick which kohen you want? The man d'amar holds, the Tavis Hanah Mammon holds, you could not just have the right to choose which kohen, but you could get paid to choose which kohen you want. And the other man d'amar holds, you can't get paid for that right. You can't get paid for that right. You could choose which kohen you want, but you can't get paid for that right. That's how they explain. I saw the Shari Yoshur and Rabbi Chanan, the Kaiba Shurim, have a different way of explaining the Machloikas. They explain the Machloikas that when we say, even if everybody says that he has a right to choose which coin he wants, even if you'll hold that he has a right to choose which coin he wants and to get paid for it, the question is that related to the Truma, or is that part of the Truma, or is that external to the Truma? The man that holds the Tavis Hanah Mammon holds that that's part of what it means to have Truma. And the other man holds it's external, and therefore, even though you have a right to get paid for it, and therefore we can make an argument that it has value, it doesn't have anything to do with the Truma itself. Amalei, so now, if Tavis Hanah any Mammon is Ein Mammon, so the question is, why could the Yisrael use these different truma, etc., to be Mekadosh Nisha? Answers the Gemara. Amalei Ula explains our Mishnah. Hacha b'Yisrael shenafloi tefolim. A Yisrael got a Yerusha of Tevel, mibeis avi oimei kayin, from his grandfather, his mother's father was a kayin. Kesava matanish loi horma, kamei shorma damer. So we have here Tevel, and even though the Tevel has not had the truma removed from it, the halacha views it as if it was already removed and belongs to the kohen. So I, a Yisrael, when I have tevel, I have to separate out and give the truma to a kohen. Here, the kohen already had that truma, and I, the Yisrael, inherited my grandfather's truma, so therefore the halacha will be that I could keep it, and therefore it has value that I could sell to a kohen. So the question that we've been discussing, Tavis Hanah Mammon or Ein Mammon? Amalei Tenesua, we can answer this question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah just said, Hamakash b'trumas ha'maisos ha'matonos or mechatos b'efa parah ha'rezim ha'kadeshos b'fil Yisrael. And ostensibly, the reason is because Tavis Hanah is Mammon. Amalei, so Chibar Oven said to Rav Huna, how can you use our Mishnah to be a raya to this question. V'lava kimnu, haven't we just explained that our Mishnah is referring to a situation of Yisrael shenoflei tvolim b'beis avi amikayin, amalei hatzaat. Hatzah, and the Gemara doesn't right now explain what hatzah is. Ichtsif. So Rav Chibar Oven got embarrassed. Who sover? He thought what he meant to say was mishmata kamalei, that you're wrong. You don't understand hatzaat. You don't understand what the Mishnah says. Amalei hachkemna. I didn't mean to offend you. What I meant to say, Rav Asher the Hutzel, Rav Ashi from the city of Hutzel, koi kavaseich, explains our Mishnah when it's talking about the case that it felt, the tefallim that fell to him, Yerusha, from his grandfather. Namika tonight. So says the Gemara, this question the Gemara wants to suggest, if Tavis Hanah Momen or Tavis Hanah is not Momen, is actually a Machloikis Tanoim. Because the Brisa teaches us, Hagoin of Tivle Shel Chaveroi, if somebody steals Tevel, produce from which the Trumas and Maestros have not been separated, Mishalom Loi Demei Tivle Shel Chaveroi, he has to pay back the value, not just of the produce. Somebody stole from me the Yisrael Tevel, not only does he have to pay me back the value of the produce that I was allowed to eat, but he has to also pay me back the value of the Trumas and Maestros. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I'm in a Mishalom El Demei Chulin Shabbai. I don't get only the Mechulim, but the Trumas and Maestros, I'm not entitled to. So we have a Mechloikus Rishonim. Here the Tanakhama says, Rebbe's opinion is, that not only does he pay me back the value of the Chulin, which I could have had, and by him stealing it, I lose it, but he also pays me back the value of the Trumas and Maestros. So there's a debate in the Rishonim. What does that mean? Does that mean that he pays me back the value of the Tavis Hanah? Because obviously, the value of the Tavis Hanah, the value of that I could choose whichever coin I want, is not the same as the Truma's value itself. So by him saying that he pays me back the value of the Tevel, it means that he only pays me back the value of the Tavis Hanah that I have in this produce. Other Rishonim say that once I'm getting paid back for the Truma, even though, again, as we've been learning, I'm a Yisrael, and as a Yisrael, I'm not entitled to Truma, but still, once I'm getting paid back, I get paid back the full value. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Ein Mishalom, Demei Chulin Shabbai. So suggest the Gemara, Meim Laba HaKamefki. So the Gemara wants to suggest that what is the Machlokes? The Mas Sover, Rabbi's opinion is that Tavis Hanah has a value of Mammon, and therefore, when he took it, he took something that belongs to me. Umasover, whereas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion is that Tavis Hanah ain't a moment, it doesn't have any value. It's very interesting when we find when the Torah speaks about Meiser, the Torah speaks about the third year. When the third year, we don't give Meiser Sheni, we give Meiser Ani. And the Torah calls that year, this is a Parashas Kisavai, Shnas HaMaiser. And the question is, why is that year called Shnas HaMaiser? So the flaw answers based on a Rambam, in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph. The Rambam says there, Maiser Oni HaMeschalik Begoyrin, Maiser Oni that's given in the warehouse, ain't by Tavis Hanol Abalim. There the owners don't have a right to choose who should get that Maiser. El Hanim Boyim, the poor people come with Noitim Al Karcha. Vafila Oni should be strong, Maitzim Besabi Yode, anybody could take it from me. He says, further the Rambam, Av Meschalik Bebayis, I'm distributing Maiser Oni in my home, there Yesh Loi Tavis Hanol Lebalim, there I do have a right to choose. Vanois Noi Lekol Oni Sheirtza, I could choose which Oni to give it to. Hoyloi Maiser Begoyrin. So says the Rambam, if I have Maiser in my warehouse, and I want to give it to a poor person who's my relative or my friend, half could be taken home for that purpose, and the other half we have to give to any oni. So we see that by Trumas and Maisris, Truma and Maiserishin, There, I could give it to any, to the Kohen or Levi that I choose. By Maaser Ani, there are very the situations where I don't have a right to choose which Ani to give it to. So that's what makes Maaser Ani the year of pure Maaser, where I have no say in it. And that's why, says the Haflah, the year of Maaser Ani is called Shnas HaMaaser. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara wants to suggest that the Machlokes Tanoim that we just learned is based on the question that we've been discussing, is Tavis Anah Mammon or Tavis Anah Any Mammon. So the Gemara gives four ways of saying that the two Machlokes have nothing to do with each other. Loi, it could be that Kol Alma, that everybody's agreement, that Tavis Anah Any Mammon. That Tavis Anah is not considered like I have a financial stake. So what is the machlokes here? V'achav tavalim, the case that we keep on speaking about. Tavalim shenaflam beis of imay kayin. That I got tevel as a yerusha from my grandfather, the kayin. And the machlokes here is, matana shalai horma kimisha horma damya kamiflagi. Is it considered that even though they weren't actually separated, does the halacha look at it as if they were separated? Masava kimisha horma damya. They look at it as if they were separated. And therefore I, the grandchild, have a right of ownership to that truma because I'm inheriting my grandfather, the kohen. Or Masava, whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, kimisha lai horma damya, and therefore they were never separated out. So now I get this tevel, and I'm going to have to separate the truma and meiser and give it to the kohen. But it has nothing to do with Tavis Anon. Vibai Sem the Kol Alma, everybody is actually in agreement that kimisha horma damya, that the fact that they weren't physically separated is irrelevant. And everybody's going to also agree that Tavis Hanah ain't a mammon. V'hocha here the machlokes is what, regarding what Shmuel taught us. Dama Shmuel, the Torah, when it speaks about Meiser, speaks about a shear. Meiser is 10%, the word Meiser. When the Torah speaks about Truma, the Torah does not mention a specific amount that has to be given as Truma. Shmuel therefore says, Chita achas, b'teres is a kri. Even one kernel, midaraisa, is sufficient to take off as Truma. So therefore, the Mar, Rebbe's opinion, agrees with Shmuel. And therefore, I could claim that I would have only, I have this tevel, I would have only taken off one kernel to fulfill the Truma obligation. So when somebody stole this whole tevel, he really stole something that belonged to me, because the Truma is only one kernel. Omar, whereas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Leslie the Shmuel does not agree with Shmuel's opinion, and he says that there's a sheer even mideraisa. Vibai same the kulama lesla the Shmuel. Everybody disagrees with Shmuel. For hachayin atam of the Rebbe, what has Rebbe said? The konsura bonan laganav. That even though the ganav should not have to pay me back the truma, because I have no claim on the truma, and not only don't I have a claim, but the kohanim have a claim. So the way the rishonim explain, their claim is not really a claim. Because a claim is based on something that a mammon sheyesh leitayven, a money that somebody could say, you took my object. So if somebody took tevel from me, so the part that would have remained mine is mine. So who is the taiveya? Who's the person that has a claim on it? I, the owner of that tevel. But when somebody takes truma, the halach is, who is the one that has a right to ask from? The one that has a right to, that he has a right to ask from, is only from the one he has a right to ask from is only from kahanim. But there's no one kohen that can make a claim. So since there's no specific kohen that can make that claim, it falls into the category of mammon she'ein leitayven. A mammon she'ein leitayven can't be collected. Here they made a special knas, and that's why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is very understandable. The question is Rebbe's opinion, and Rebbe's opinion is that they made a special knas. So there's a very fascinating discussion here in the Chashuki Chemed. He discusses a situation where there was a Talmud Chacham who was a Rosh Kailu, and who was creating a yeshiva Kailu, and he had raised funds for that Kailu, and now somebody stole that money from him. And they caught the ganef. He says, so the ganef says, this is not your money. The money that I stole doesn't belong to you. The money that I stole was money that you were raising for the Koyel Yungalite, for the people who are learning the Koyel. And to make the question a little more complicated, the Koyel Yungalite, the Koyel Talmidim, had not yet been chosen. And since they had not yet been chosen, who's going to learn that Koyel? So therefore, there's nobody that has a claim on that mammon. So it falls into the category that we just discussed, that by mammon she'en lo toivim, the halacha is there is no claim. The ganav doesn't have to repay. Our gemara we just said is an exception because it's a special knas. Says the gemara, says the chshukei chemed, that the rosh koilu is going to get paid for what he's doing. So even though of course not all the money he raised is going to be used for himself, it's going to be used for all the Talmidim who learned the Koyel. But certainly, part of the money is going to be used for him. Since part of the money is going to be used for him, so that's why it's Mamon Sheyesh Leitavim. Vibay Seyma, another way of explaining this, Machloikus, the Kul Amis L'Shmuel, everybody agrees with Shmuel, the Chita Achs Peteres Akli. So if Chita Achs Peteres is a Kli, so all of it is mine. So why shouldn't the Ganav have to pay me back? It says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, why do I get punished? Kansur Rabbana Balabayis, because how did this happen? The Leboy L'Shula Tivle, I should have never held on to it. I should have, in a quick fashion, taken off the Trumas and Maisris and given it to the Koyanim and Levis. Tanan, we learned that our Mishnah Makash Betrumas and Maisris from Matanis, from Mechatus, Befapora, Rezim, Mekadeshus, Vavpi, as we learned as Yisrael. As the Gemara of Raminu, we learned in the Mishnah Masecht B'chayris, Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, if a dayan, Noit Oschar K'dei Lodin, if a dayan takes payment to Paskin Adin Torah, or A takes payment, Lahoid, Edusa Teila. Lahazois, if somebody takes payment to do the sprinkling of the Mechatus, or the Kaddish, or to prepare the Mechatus, Meim of Meim Ara, that water looks like a spoiled water, V'afra, and that ash is Eifa Mikla. So we see that Yanala get paid. And from our Mishnah, it says that they do have a value. Answers the Gemara, Amar Bai Lekasha, Kam B'schar Hava Umilui. To do the preparatory work, for that you're allowed to get paid. Kan, the Mishnah Masechta Becharis that says that you're not allowed to get paid is for doing the actual mitzvah. B'scha hazor v'kiddush. And says the Mardeka Nami that that's the way to understand that Mishnah. The Tani Hacha, our Mishnah says, b'mei chattas u'v'eifa para. It's talking about that they weren't all prepared. So they have value to work with them. Tani Hassam, whereas we look at the words of the Mishnah Masechta Becharis, there the Mishnah uses the words l'hazas l'kadesh. For that, they have no value because you're not allowed to get paid. So I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked the question. He says, our Gemara is saying that if somebody got paid to do the mitzvah of paraduma, spritz it, then it's not considered the mitzvah was done. While vira locha, somebody gets paid to blow the shofar, will that disqualify the mitzvah? Will it be considered that if I heard ki shofar from such a batakei, I wasn't yoytz the mitzvah? So Rav Chaim answered, there's a fundamental difference in the mitzvahs. By shofar, the mitzvah is blowing the shofar. So as soon as you hear my shofar blowing, even though I shouldn't have gotten paid or I should have gotten paid, the halacha is that the shofar, you are yoytz the mitzvah. But by mei chatos, there are very specific rules that the person who's doing the avodah has to do with the right kavana. And therefore, since they have to do it with the right kavana, therefore the halacha is that if they didn't do it with the right kavana, and getting paid takes away the right kavana, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's why in our Gemara it's disqualified. So the question, of course, is how does somebody get paid for being a dayan in a bezdin for a get, etc.? So all the Paiskim explain. The Rama already discusses it. And the Rama says that you're not getting paid for the actual writing the get, but all the other work that's involved, you'll have to get paid for. The question that I saw, the Rav Zolti was asked, he was asked a very interesting question. He asked that there was a private investigator who was part of a Din Torah. One of the sides of a Din Torah hired a private investigator to look into what happened, and his testimony would become critical to the Din Torah. And the question of Zolti was asked was, well, can the private investigator be a kosher aide? We just learned that an aide that gets paid is a disqualified aide. So this private investigator is getting paid for his work. So why doesn't that disqualify him for being an aide? So Rav Zolti said, a private investigator who gets paid doesn't become disqualified. Because he explains, when he gets paid, he's not getting paid for his testimony. Indeed, an aide is not allowed to be paid for his testimony. But everything else that he did towards that is something that he is allowed to get paid for. So since everything else that he did is something that he's allowed to get paid for, he could get paid for his work and not be disqualified from being an aide. Hanu lachish mekadosh, hanu lachish mekadosh, hanu lachish mekadosh. Says the Mishnah, Hoyim lachaveri, if somebody asks his friend, say v'kadosh li'isha plainus, go be mekadosh this woman on my behalf. V'holach v'kitchel atzma. And then he went and was mekadosh her for himself. Then the aloch is not for the person who sent him. The aloch is mekadosh l'sheni. And as I saw the Tiferes Yisrael explained, what does the Mishnah say? The reason the Mishnah uses the word say is because we learned earlier in the Masechta that mitzvah by yosim b'shluchai. Somebody who's doing a kedushin should do it by himself. But when is that? When you could do it yourself as easily as having someone else do it. But here the woman is not easily accessible. Say, you have to go find her. And therefore, in such a situation, I could use a shliach. But what happened was that the shliach was mekadosh her for himself. And the halacha is that only, obviously, when the shliach used his own money. But if he used the mishaleich's money, then of course it wouldn't be his own kedushin. So the Rishonim ask, what is the chiddush in the Mishnah? Of course, if he said that you should become mekodesh to me, so that's who the kedush, and she accepted it, she's mekodesh to him and not to someone else. So Tosfos answers that the case of our Mishnah is that this shliach first came to the woman and said to her that I'm here on behalf of someone else. So that, and then he said, Haret mekodeshes li. So we would think, since he mentioned that I'm here on behalf of someone else, even though he said afterwards, Haret mekodeshes li, she will not become mekodesh to him, says the Mishnah, since he said Haret mekodeshes li, and she accepted the kedushin, the halacha is it's a valid kedushin. The Ran explains that the Mishnah is teaching us that since, as we're going to learn in our coming shir, that this person obviously did something very unethical. So maybe here we should apply the concept of a fkinu rabbanon l'kedushin minei, the rabbanon should annul this marriage. So says the Ran, our Mishnah is saying that we don't say fkinu rabbanon l'kedushin minei. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain the opinion of the Ran, that the Ran is teaching us here something very important, that we are not quick to apply the concept of fkinu l'kedushin minei. But then the Ran gives a different answer. The Ran says that this person did not tell the wife that he was really sent as a shliach on behalf of the mishaleach. And maybe if she would have known that the mishaleach is interested in marrying her, she would be more prepared to marry the mishaleach than the shliach. Teaches us our Mishnah, the halacha is that we don't have to be concerned about that. And he said to her, Haret mekodeshes li, and she agreed. Another pshat that the Tosfos Ritz suggests is that this person knew what he's doing is wrong. And since he knew what he's doing is wrong, maybe we should assume that he really didn't mean to be mekodesh her. Teaches us the Mishnah, he said Haret mekodeshes li. She accepted the kedushin, and therefore they are mekodesh. Somebody says, you should become a kodesh to me, and the kedushin should become effective in 30 days. Or bar acha the kitchen b'tach shloishim yom, and somebody else was mekadesha within those 30 days, mekadeshes l'sheni, she'll be mekadeshes l'sheni. And if this is a bas yisrael l'kayin, the halacha would be that she'll be allowed to eat truma, because it's considered a valid kedushin. So it's very interesting, machlokes rishonim, what would be the halacha? So the Mishnah just taught us that the second person that was Mekadesha before day 30, since she was not yet Mekadeshes, that Kedushin would be the valid Kedushin. What would be the halacha if that person, that second person, died or divorced her before day 30? So when day 30 comes, so now she can be Mekadesh to the first person. Is she going to be Mekadesh to him or not? The Ramban's opinion is that once the second Kedushin takes place, the first Kedushin is ignored, it's null and void, and even though it's possible to be Chal on day 30, it doesn't make a difference. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that if it's able to be Chal on day 30, it would be Chal. If somebody says, Ma'achshav al-Achash Shloshim Yoyim, or Ba'achav al-Kitchav v'Toch Shloshim Yoyim, the Mishnah is, the halacha is Mekadeshes v'en Mekadeshes. Her status is a suffix. And therefore, such the halacha would be, if she's a Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen, or she's a Bas Kohen that married Yisrael, since we can't be certain what her status is, since we can't be certain, the halacha is Leitech v'Truma, we have to be Machmer, and she's not allowed to eat Truma on any circumstances.